Trying to.
So what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to. I got Topple 2.
Plus.
Plus.
There's a difference.
On the App Store, right? Mm-hmm. For free. And what I'm trying to do, it's like the plus thing. I want to like change my username, but it says my email address is already in use. Because there's too many, like iPhone, like social gaming networks. I'm stacking these blocks though.
They ain't toppling. You are.
No, I'm pretty good at this game.
Beating the crap out of the purpose of this game. But anyway, the real reason we're here.
What are we watching?
Well, we're watching the Ultimate Fighter's on a commercial break.
You just
break.
Hit my iPhone. Oh,
I hit your elbow. Shut up.
Well, it's fucking up my toppling.
So, like I got here a bottle of Diet Mountain Dew, zero calorie, ultraviolet.
It is straight up not good.
I'm going to take a sip of it and see how I feel again. This is sip two.
Any good?
So, I'm going with the same thing I felt before on the first sip, in that it doesn't taste like cardboard, but it tastes like a piece of cardboard that has been soaked in grape juice. So, like...
cardboard, dude... Cardboard's not a drink.
You get the Well, I'm not saying cardboard's a drink. See, I guess if you pureed cardboard and mixed it with, like, some grape juice...
Maybe.
It would probably taste like this. I don't know. Because it's not very carbonated either.
I didn't find it offensive.
No, I'm not offended. It's just bland.
So, well, are you saying cardboard, like, as a reference for, like, the blandness?
Bland, yeah.
Or that it doesn't taste good?
Kind of papery.
I mean, I don't really like cardboard, I don't think.
Cardboard casseroles before, and they're delicious.
Like, the little wafer things used to get, like, a church that were like Jesus.
Yeah.
Those are, I mean, basically cardboard.
The thing about cardboard is you get the two layers, and they're airy, like, between the two. Hang on. We're casting.
Like, Anilla wafer, but of blandness?
Mm-hmm. Like, imagine Anilla wafer with more pockets of air in it. Like, it's boring. You get too much air, not enough food. So, you toppled.
Yeah, but I got like a billion feet.
Yeah.
Speaking of a billion feet,
my dick?
Ooh! Oh, shit.
That was weird. I didn't mean mine, I just...
A little weird. Did you see that thing I posted on Twitter?
What's
that dude
what?
Who, like, parachuted from, like, a billion feet?
Power shot?
No, parachute.
Parachuted. I thought you said power shooted. I'm like, what is that?
Nah.
Yes, now I actually know what you're talking about. It's like, what the fuck is power shooted?
Did you see him?
What?
Because he, like, jumped out of a fucking balloon
mm-hmm.
at, like, 100,000 feet.
Okay. Yeah, it was pretty badass.
I was talking to some Twilight fans on Twitter today.
Were you?
Oh my god, it was so bad.
So earlier today, I tweeted about how Yankees fans are really excited about beating the shit out of the fucking Twins. Who, I don't remember if you remember the game yesterday, did not look very good.
Didn't they go like 11 innings at the fucking Tigers?
Yeah.
I mean, was it maybe Dan who said, like, when mediocrity meets mediocrity, magic happens?
Yes. It's so true. But, like, some people on Twitter got real upset that I said that.
Why?
Because they were like, it just... Let's see, Andrea, as you...
It's like the same exact photo that the original...
Andrea says, it doesn't matter how you get there. They're just one step closer to 27. And I'm like, do you really want to demean what a world championship means? Because that's what you're doing right now when you're saying it doesn't matter how they get there. Oh, hey. Bowl of noodles. And then,
Is he naked again?
No.
Who naked? Who's taking pictures?
This guy.
Okay. All right, now we're talking about pictures that we're looking at. This microcast is fucking over.